By the way, Will, did you know that Kirk has like moved his location?
Yes.
Mo was telling me about this. This was like some sort of huge development.
I was surprised because it's like right beside Jack.
I know, like they squashed it and they're now BFF or what's going on?
Yeah, they're work buddies.
Like,
you know what I think?
It's
it
a
is?
Huge move though, from all the way down there. Mm-hmm. To the most sort of opposite end of the spectrum from a work style environment mm-hmm. situation.
Yeah.
And maybe one day we'll get to the bottom of it. I don't really know, but
I have a conspiracy. I think he just wants to wear shorts into the office, and this section of the office is just...
Oh, yeah. It's cold.
So you think that's all there is to it?
I think it's temperature.
But wouldn't he just say that to us if that was all it was?
No, because he was complaining that it was cold, and I was like, well, then turn up the heat. And then he's just like, well, I can't, because last time we did, something went funky upstairs. So yeah. He's just like, no, this just stays a freezer.
It's interesting the way in which... how a person would come in here, right?
Mm-hmm.
In a particular outfit that's suitable for the outdoor temperature.
Right.
Right, which applies to heat but doesn't apply to cold. Right? When right. It's cold outside, you take clothing off when you arrive.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But you can't do it in reverse.
Right.
Your mind can't put clothing on when you arrive.
When you get to work, you put your pants on.
Like, no, just like, I mean, like a sweatshirt or something.
Yeah, yeah.
Snow pants.
Like, mm-hmm. And everybody has no problem in the winter, mm-hmm. for those that experience the winter, taking the boots off, taking a jacket off, and getting down to a more comfortable amount of clothing.
Right.
And then the other thing that's interesting is in the winter, if you go to a place and it's 21 degrees Celsius, you're like comfortable when you get there.
Right, yeah.
If you go to a place 21 degrees Celsius in the summer, you're like, whoa. It's all relative.
Yeah.
It's all relative.
Yeah.
And probably some of it is actually physical and probably a lot of it is mental.
Right, yeah.
I mean, just go ask Wim Hof what's cold.
Iceman?
Go ask the Iceman.
He's freezing his eyeballs.
What is and isn't cold. And he'll be like, I'm good here. He comes in here. He's like, you call this cold?
Right. Started sweating.
So, I mean, they do say, like, if you move to some other climate or something,
mm-hmm.
you adjust.
Right.
You adjust. But, yeah, you can definitely put it. And you've adjusted in the form of your own clothing today.
Right.
You're bundled up.
Well, this is actually like a thin sweater.
Right.
It's like a thin sweater. It's yeah. It's a half step.
You see, this is interesting. He's bundled up. You're bundled up.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You guys just move on with life. You just make the adaptation. This may mean something. This may showcase something here.
What are you trying to say?
Well, I'm just saying, like, in my case, for example, on the other end of the spectrum, I can be naked in this environment.
Oh, my God.
Like, this doesn't affect me. I don't even feel the need, like where's my hoodie or whatever. I like to freeze, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
And then, but others, they also want to be in a lesser amount of clothing. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But they got to have the heat ratcheted up. You see what I'm saying? It's like there's a compromise here.
Well, he moved into the boiler room, so...
Like David Suzuki told you to turn your thermostat down by one.
Mm-hmm.
I guess in the summer, it's the opposite. Put it up by one. Although, since we're 3,000 feet below the Earth's surface,
yeah, I think
none of
okay.
this applies.
No, we're good.
Because it's naturally cold down here. Energy savings for us is... That's another weird one. You go down below the Earth's surface,
mm-hmm.
it might be cooler, but you got tremendous insulation.
Right, so if it gets hot.
You don't need much heat to keep heat.
Mm-hmm.
Like this room, this tunnel that we're in, you can do anything with it.
Anything.
Glad we got this out of the way. And I appreciate the adaptiveness and the hoodies that you guys have brought today.
Mm-hmm.
It's much appreciated.
Okay.
No. Don't you okay me, Will. I need more classical music here today. And as soon as we get to the first story, I know this classical music will stop.
You want it on throughout the whole show?
Maybe I do. Okay. No, other people will be angry about that. They'll be like, yeah, somebody says we used to be 300 feet below the surface and now we're 3,000.
We keep moving down.
Well, that's the way it goes, right? It's
a long elevator.
There's contamination
right.
above.
Right.
In order for our own safety, we've got to keep plummeting further. Thank goodness we're actually in an elevator.
Mm-hmm.
But here's the other thing. You go deep enough, it gets hot again.
That is true, yeah. The core.
Yeah, the core is what I'm talking about. And you go into space, and it's like really cold, but if you're traveling towards the sun, eventually it gets hot again.
Yeah.
Like very hot.
Energy.
Well said, Will. What, Otis? How did you decide that you were... Is it the classical music that got to you as well? Okay, let's get into it. iPhone 14 lineup expected to start with increased 6 gigabytes of RAM. All 4 iPhone 14 models launching later this year will be equipped with 6 gigs of RAM. They've been a little reluctant to go nutty with the RAM talk and the RAM chatter because they're like, our stuff is so efficient. Software, hardware, integration. Tim Cook. Efficiency.
Enclave.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, yeah. Neural.
Yeah.
Secure enclaves. And, well, they're not wrong. I mean, that integration does have its advantages when it comes to efficiency, RAM usage, no RAM overload. So people be like, I got my 4 gig iPhone. It's crushing your 12 gig Samsung, Mo.
Mo's no,
like,
it's not.
Mo's like, I don't care. He's
no.
Like, what are you talking about? I got work to do. He's like, Samsung's fine. I'm wearing a thin hoodie today.
Call out my hoodie already.
No, it's just that you said it was thin. I mean, you emphasize the fact that it was thin.
This is true.
So
what's this about the RAM?
Go ahead, Mo.
No, I don't know. I had zoned out. I was
just more RAM for iPhones.
Okay, so this is good. Nobody's complaining about that.
Which is good.
Oh, there's a nice list.
Yeah.
TrendForce said the iPhone 14 Pro models will be upgraded to faster and more power efficient type of RAM known as LPDDR5. While the standard iPhone 14 and iPhone 14 Pro, just 14 Max, not Pro Max, are expected to stick with LPDDR4X. So this is, again, more discrepancy between their Pro, the word Pro, and the one that's for everyone else. Here you can see a little spec sheet, a little chart. You know, I love the charts. And we can see all 4 models mapped out. I actually think the iPhone 14 Max is going to sell a ton.
I agree.
People are just going to go, big phone, 14?
Mm-hmm.
I buy.
Right.
And others are going to say, Pro Max, Pro, I'm not Pro. How many people perceive themselves as Pro? It's one of the issues with the word Pro. It should just be better. iPhone 14, better Max. And then everyone's like, maybe I'll get the better one.
Oh, that's good.
Pro is a way out. Pro's like, I'm not a pro. I see it happen all the time.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's like
professional.
Yeah.
I see it happen all the time. Like amongst friends in social atmospheres, they go, I don't need the pro one. I don't need to do all that. And it's not like a sophisticated analysis. It's a marketing thing. Mm. Now, I'm sure there's on the other side of it, there's plenty of people who think they're pro, yourself included. Well, like that's me. I'm the pro. But I don't know how big that segment actually is compared to those that, like, what if it was just iPhone 14 fast? iPhone 14 fast Max. You're just like, oh, damn, all right. Take that. But either way, I think the best seller of that bunch is either the 14 or 14 Max because you're going to have the lower price points. Granted, it looks like there's a much bigger camera sensor on the Pro model as well. I'm seeing 48 megapixel. Is Apple finally going to go to the mega megapixel?
Well, 12 to 48.
Ultra mega. No, because they've been against the megapixels. They said, we can do it. Look what we, much like RAM, we can do with 4.
Right.
We can do with 12. Neural enclaves.
Mm-hmm.
Most skeptical. Anyway, maybe they're stepping it up. It looks like they're stepping it up. Plus A16, plus sub-6 millimeter wave, and up to 1 terabyte of storage with a steel frame instead of aluminum. We'll find out in September. It's not that far away. Well, we'll find out. Don't worry. You'll be the first to know.
Okay.
iPad OS 16 to bring redesigned multitasking interface. Bloomberg reports. Multitasking is really the thing that my brain never really embraced it on the iPad.
Mine either.
There's something wrong with my brain.
Mm-hmm.
Many things.
Do a lot of people use it?
Oh, the people they use.
They love it, huh?
I see on the internet when I'm there.
Mm-hmm. When you show up every
time. I see people, they say, the iPad Pro has replaced all my other gadgets.
Okay.
I edited this video on an iPad Pro. And I'm like, why are you talking that way?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it takes some time and some work to really get yourself into Apple's, you know, embrace, their warm embrace.
Mm-hmm.
The full encapsulated.
Get used to it. And but once you get used to it, there's no...
But you reach, I can't stop reaching for those things. The one that's on your lap there, mm-hmm. when you keep your legs close together.
Damn, now the entire show I'm going to be sitting like this.
For those that don't know, that's not my joke, all right? Yeah. Mo told me that joke himself.
Yeah.
About the criticism that's been levied against himself.
Yes, exactly.
And how tight he likes to keep the legs.
I sit like this a lot.
You know.
It's just to balance the laptop.
Well, this is a bit much now when it's all on show and on display. Like, I don't know. You need to find a balance there.
I think this is a good
balance. No, I'm sitting across from you. I'll be the judge of that.
That's a good point, I guess. I should really get your opinion.
That's right.
Maybe we'll ask the Discord.
Later. I have a very... exclusive point of view.
Well, I think you got to talk to HR, man.
Yeah. We have HR here?
Yeah. Go ahead and make an appointment. I'll meet you there. I have a fake mustache.
Yeah.
And the nose and
the
glasses.
There's no way you're showing up.
Well, that's true, too.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah, let's start with that.
Yeah, that's true as well. Someone says in the chat, Mo could crunch a coconut with those legs that tight.
Thunder thighs.
Oh, where's the nuggets, Mo? You keep making promises!
It's true.
You keep making promises.
Wait, who's doing the nugget thing? Because I have a feeling everybody thinks I'm doing it, but yes, I'm not doing it.
You agree. Don't go back in the record. You agree.
I think Kirk is going to do it.
Kirk's going to do it?
Don't go back in the record.
There's no way I'm beating that record.
You're beating.
And I'm just going to feel sick for the rest of the day.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. You do it at the end of the day for sure. Don't do it at the end of the day. You need sleep close by when you do 20 nuggets in a minute.
And a couch.
Yes, okay. Couch, sleep close by, and like nothing else to do because there's a recovery period from such things.
Right. So what? We'll record it and then run it as like a special ad or... Because I'm not doing it live in the middle of the day.
You are.
Yeah. No, we just said.
No, we're going to do it late. We're going to just happen to do Lou later on.
I see.
As the name implies.
I see.
Shout out to the Discord community, by the way. Love what's going on over there.
Yeah.
Willie do just putting things together.
Mm-hmm.
We're just days away from WWDC 2022, where Apple will unveil its next round of operating system updates. The announcements will be headlined by iOS 16 and iPad OS 16. A new report from Bloomberg today sheds more light on what to expect. The report comes from Mark Gurman. Who else over at Bloomberg would it come from? Bloomberg reports that iPad OS 16 will have a redesigned multitasking interface that makes it easier to see which apps are open and switch between tasks. The update will also bring new ways to resize apps, app windows, alongside new ways to handle multiple apps at once.
Hmm. Have you ever used that before? Just like resizing apps and stuff. I find it kind of a burden.
Yeah, no, I've done all that stuff.
Yeah.
And I could never really get on board. I could never really have it feel as intuitive or obvious to me as just being on a laptop.
Mm. Right. So you'll never replace an iPad with a laptop, or the other way around. Sorry.
A laptop with an iPad.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not. I never say never. No. Never say never, Will, but. At the moment, no, it hasn't happened for me. And the fact that Apple still keeps making all these things and selling all these things, it implies that I'm not the only one. Some people are still reaching for these laptops for most purposes. There are advantages, obviously, with the iPad as well. But, oh, that's his toy making that noise?
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, static. My God. I was like, I was about to...
yeah.
My
audio
God.
Problems?
I couldn't even focus on this story, man, because I was like, what the hell? Could you feel my...
Yeah, the tension?
It was building.
Otis was playing with his...
The tension was
toy,
building.
Which is apparently a plastic bag. It's very crunchy.
Oh, yeah. Ryan got him that, right?
Well, it's one of those ones where the dog is attracted to it because it's constantly crunching.
Mm-hmm.
The feedback.
I was about to flip right out. You didn't want to see it, Mo, I promise. You didn't want to see it.
No, I know I didn't.
Shout out, Chi Dong. Wouldn't want you to miss CNN Ultra. coming up today, welcome back to the broadcast.
I didn't bring in the Wolverine yet. Wolverine's coming in.
No, no, man.
Next
We've
week.
Been slipping.
No, Wolverine's coming in next. Don't act like it's on the same level as your Nuggets.
No,
don't,
I know.
Don't.
I'm saying total.
Don't, no in total. Don't wee it. No wee.
What? Lou's dying today.
Is this a comedy show?
No. Next story. Go ahead. Next story. Yeah, shout out to the community. What's up, Daniel Lopez? Tesla's considering adopting Apple's AirPlay to improve audio quality. Let's do that. Why not? You're telling me Tesla's going to finally start getting along in the tech space? Because I just want to be in my Tesla and also have the option for some of these functions.
Android Auto?
I just want some wireless Android Auto every so often. There might be something I like about it. I want to check it out. I like the versatility, flexibility. Now, I know Tesla's Tesla. I know they do the interface. I know they got the games. I know they got the fireplace. I know they got the light show. It's a one of a kind type of an experience inside of a Tesla, but you don't have all the apps. They're not all there. And sometimes you just, it would be in a moment that you were like, oh, if I had that, I would have done this like this, and you didn't do it. Google Assistant, don't get me started. Yeah. Can't beat it. You can't beat it in a car when you're driving.
Uh-huh.
And... Tesla has, they have their thing. You can speak to it, but it's just not on that level.
You can speak to it?
Yeah, like you can just be like, yeah, do this, do that.
Oh.
A lot of cars have their own versions of it, which are like, excuse me, I didn't understand what you wanted.
No.
And you die.
Mm-hmm.
You just, you fall over on your steering wheel.
Mm-hmm.
And you die. It's how it feels in your mind.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Every time you hear... Well, I really love to help you with that, but you got the wrong guy.
Your car is like, got some character there.
No, it's like, I mean, their whole point, right, is to be of assistance, and you barely use it. And then it's, and we talked about this before, 5-6 times of failure.
Mm-hmm. And there's no empathy there.
No. Anyway. Tesla, this is good. So let's see. Elon Musk said that Tesla is going to consider adopting Apple's AirPlay protocol to improve audio quality over the current Bluetooth. In recent years, Tesla has put an emphasis on the sound system inside its vehicles. The sound system in the Model 3 has been well received by audiophiles. And the one in the new version of the Model S has also received positive reviews. It's pretty good. Not going to lie, it's pretty good. When a reviewer made the comparison on Twitter, Tesla CEO commented, Tesla audio engineers come from B&O and many other companies. They literally rock. They literally rock. They don't rock. They literally rock. Our system is highly programmable, so we keep improving it via OTA codec updates.
While on the subject of improvements, another commenter agreed that Tesla's sound system is impressive, but is limited by the quality of the audio that can be transmitted through Bluetooth when playing music off of a driver's phone. They then suggested that enabling AirPlay would provide lossless streaming, and Musk said that the solution will be discussed with the audio team. Yeah, I don't think it's going to happen. We'll discuss and other improvements with Tesla audio engineering. The new Model S and X sound system is incredible. Yeah, I'd say it's pretty good. But I have the Burmester system in the other car, and
that's the best. Oh my god,
that's so annoying.
This is like a windy. You're in a tunnel. It's just like a.
Yeah.
You know what's not annoying? Wind chimes.
They can get annoying.
Well, you guys just said the opposite things as he said the opposite.
And we go to war now? No.
Can you guys hash it out?
Yeah. Will, like, you mean just like approaching your house and going inside and there's wind chimes out on the porch?
Yeah.
Okay. So I had an aunt who had wind chimes in the backyard, and we would pretty much hang in the backyard the whole time. One passable. When you have,
oh,
like,
if there's
three,
many, yeah.
Get out of here.
Different sizes, too.
Yeah. Well, that's anything in life, isn't
white
it?
White noise.
Just too much of something.
Too much of anything can make you.
Yeah. No good.
An addict.
Okay.
No, you know the one I like is the one, it's not even the metallic chime. It's the boom, boom, boom. Like the wooden,
like
or bamboo.
Note? Yes, yes. Oh. And they're like a hollow. I like those ones, actually.
Subtle. Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's the tinging of it that I don't like.
Yeah, it's bamboo is what it is. That's the one I was thinking.
Yeah, this one's nice. It's like jazz.
Yeah, Will, you should have some of those, I would think.
You know what? Maybe I should get one.
Get one.
They do make a cool sound.
They're so peaceful. Yeah. I feel like you should, a guy like you.
Yeah.
I just picture you, hanging out on the porch.
Yeah. Playing guitar. That's nice.
Yeah. Good stuff. TCL's Stylus 5G is another new budget phone with a pen. Well, shut the hell up. No way. I thought only Samsung was allowed pens in 2022. I thought Mo was the only one with a pen in 2022 with an ultra phone.
Yeah. I used the pen this morning.
Oh, really?
I love using the pen.
What exactly? What were you signing?
It was
signing some documents?
No reason to use the pen. No. I just took it out and I was scrolling like down reading articles.
Yeah.
There's something like so business about it.
Mm.
Like you're doing what you're doing.
Work.
Yeah,
getting things done.
I find I'm less likely to be distracted, less likely to jump into YouTube or Instagram because I got the pen. You're doing work here, bud.
Yeah.
But yeah, this is cool. Now they got a budget version of it.
Well, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. You felt really special before because you were like, this is only for ultra types.
Mm-hmm.
You're like, I paid, what'd you pay for that?
What do you mean? I picked it up here.
Okay, what would you have paid for? Like $2,000 almost.
Right, yeah.
And then you're like a budget phone and they're getting a pen as well.
Mm-hmm. I don't mind. No, I think that this is good.
Which is good.
Which is good.
Okay.
I think everybody should have the pen.
2022, the year of the tiger, .. or the stylus. Ooh, edgy verge. Edgy verge. Okay, LG dropped out of the mobile market last year. Yeah. Oh, they had devices with a stylus. I forgot about that. Just when it looked like Motorola was going to run the table with its Moto G stylus phones, TCL has announced a new device with a built-in stylus, aptly named Stylus 5G, available starting today.
Oh, wow.
MediaTek Dimensity 700 5G chipset, 4 gigs RAM, 128 storage, 4,000 milliamp hour battery.
The price is $250.
$250 USD.
That's very cheap.
Well, it's not bad. That's like lunch for you, Willie. Do when you go.
Is that true?
Yeah, it is. When he goes,
some caviar.
When he goes to the luxury tea room.
Which room is that? Where?
Yes, I knew you'd want to hear more.
Keep going. I'm interested.
Continue.
Where's the story going?
Continue. No, I don't know what the hell I'm talking about. You kidding? You thought I knew what I was talking about? I've been here for years.
It's nice that there's an option now. It's cheaper. A lot cheaper. And you get a stylus.
Cheaper there's not with many, a stylus.
There's not many phones that do this now.
Well, right? They were just comparing it to the Moto. Motorola is apparently doing a stylus phone. And this is, I guess, competitive or a closer price point than what you have.
Yeah.
Because yours is like 10 times more money than this.
No, I know. It's not even comparable. Oh, look.
It's kind of rude, actually, walking around town with that thing.
How can I be Ultra Mo without the Ultra phone?
Well, I don't know. It's just you're making people upset, Mo. Yeah. They're like, you got to pull. Are you pulling that thing out again?
Right.
With the stylus? Come on.
Yeah. You're like, who, me? Oh, yeah. I'm just using my phone.
Right.
No, you're not. You're just placing it on the table in front of me, beside my TCL stylus.
Over my phone.
Whoa, look at the pen.
Yeah.
This is Motorola.
That's Moto's.
Oh.
They got the Moto G stylus.
The tip is interesting.
And very slender, would you say?
Like the tip of the pen.
I mean the whole thing.
Yeah.
It looks tiny.
This more looks like a pen. That more has like a round...
Are you pulling yours out again?
Yeah.
Holy.
Compared to...
Megaflex.
TCL?
Yeah. Listen, guys. Whatever floats your boat, whatever pokes your screen, it's up to you. Do it your way. Whether it's TCL, Moto, or if you're like Mo and you're heavy on the flex... Could be the Ultra S22, if you can pull it off. Watch a Tesla Model Y police car in a 30-minute high-speed Mustang pursuit. Wow. And then they called it off for safety reasons. Whoa.
Sorry.
Intro.
Very intro.
Okay, so they pull up. So we're in the Model Y. Is that right, Will?
Yes, and we're watching the front dash cam view of the Model Y. So it's all recorded.
Somebody in the chat says they had the Arby's burger yesterday. Surprisingly good.
Oh, okay. I
forgot about that. You gotta try that.
They had the Arby's burger yesterday. Surprisingly good.
Yeah. I mean, it's Wagyu beef. This is crazy that they put...
Sous vide? Yeah.
Sous vide fast food.
He remembers that it was sous vide.
Well, he doesn't. You think Will forgets a sous vide?
Yeah, that's true.
No, no, no. Once the water's going and it's in the bag.
Yeah. Okay. So happy.
Gets him going every time. Okay, so someone gets out of the Mustang. They're just standing beside. Like, the thing pulled over. You're really not even supposed to get out the car if you get pulled over.
No.
So this is already a little sketchy. Walks up, walks back.
So apparently this car was stolen.
The Mustang.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And this is just a passenger there. And this is her car, apparently.
The Mustang?
Yeah.
Oh, it's stolen at this moment.
Uh-huh.
But it was pulled over. Does this person must have some kind of warrant or fines or whatever. And they're like, I'm going to get out of here. And then they start going. But he's up against a Model Y and Elon's driving.
Oh, whoa.
These signals.
Yeah. During a chase. Yep. It's just such a habit to signal.
But this whole article talks
about... That guy
got
out of the way.
The Model Y's performance and how it can actually catch up to this Mustang and have any issues
with no problem.
The range or overheating or anything. This is like a 30-minute, chase.
You think that the...
What? This goes on for half an hour? And it's just them two? Like, he doesn't...
It's around 20 minutes. You kind of...
Wait a minute. Pause. Go back... skip back a couple. Okay. Yeah. Look on the right, the sign.
Wow, dude. How did you pick that up?
Yeah, I pick things up. Yeah, nice. I pick things up. Never mind Elon driving the Model Y.
Could you imagine
car.
He turns in, gets a burger?
That's right. Sous vide. I wonder if the cops have a specially tuned Tesla, or like it's locked in track mode or something.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Like ready for this type of scenario. But yeah, you know, it's a weird thing about these chases. They're not really supposed to do them anymore because it endangers all these innocent people.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
So spoiler alert, the Mustang got away because what you said is correct. They can't chase for that long.
Yeah.
It's not like the Tesla kind of just lost track or something, like, or lost.
Right, right. But, he just had to give up pursuit, I guess.
Yeah, because I guess dangerous driving conditions.
Oh, right. For sure. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you've got the plates, right? Maybe hopefully, the best case scenario, you got the chopper.
Right.
If you can get the chopper up in the air, then it's, I mean, how much safer is that? They just keep eyes on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But.
And obviously they can't do that maneuver where they hit the back of the vehicle and then try to spin it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So. Yeah. But what about like in the movies, they got like the strips they put on the thing.
The spikes? And it pikes.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Pops the tires.
Love it. That was when I used to play the very first Grand Theft Auto on PC.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
There's like overhead. No, you don't. What are you talking
about?
Yes,
I do. I played Grand Theft Auto.
Grandpa Otto?
Grandpa Otto. I played Grandpa Otto.
I know exactly what you're talking about, Grandpa Burger. It's like a top down.
Uh-huh.
And all I could ever do in Grand Theft Auto is get more cops on me. That's all I could do. I couldn't follow any other protocol. Like, I could for a couple of days, and then eventually I'm just chaos ensues.
Well, that's part of the game.
Right? No, it is. For me, it was the whole part of the game.
That you never did any of the jobs.
Yeah. So, anyway, in here you would get the spike strips out. You would know at 5 stars you're getting the spike strips, so you got to kind of go around it, and it's very hard to survive and everything else. But
yeah.
Yeah, I know a Model Y. A Model Y can keep up. No doubt it can keep up.
Mm-hmm. So, cool.
Does it say if it was a performance model or anything like that? Doesn't. I mean, they're all quick. They're all quick. They're all capable in these circumstances. And an upgrade, I guess, over whatever they were driving. Mercedes-Benz unveils electric semi with 310-mile range. The truck adds to Mercedes' growing electric fleet. You know what they got to do next? Electric Sprinter van.
Yes.
That'd be pretty cool. Huge battery system in it.
Mm-hmm.
Solar panels.
Unbelievable. New EVs are hitting the streets at a rapid clip. This is true. The eActros long haul will offer a range of 310 miles and is set to enter serial production in 2024. That's a nice looking truck. Like, as far as trucks go,
it's got the DNA of
nobody
the,
follow me up on this.
No, he looks a little bit nice. Grumpy. I can't help but notice the face. You know what I mean?
What do you want? You want to smile at you? It's a big truck, man. It's got to be a bit angry. It's been driving for miles and miles. It's like kind of like get out my way a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
40
miles and miles. What's the range on this thing?
310. I mean, you would need a whole network of how to recharge these things at the rest stops and whatever. It'd be a little different, right, for a rig like that.
And is that 310 with... like max load?
Are you happy with this, Mo?
This looks really cool.
Okay, this is a different image without all the logos and stuff. I guess it's probably a concept, but
yeah.
Commercial vehicles such as semis and even delivery vehicles like the Ford E-Transit tend to work as EVs as their shorter, defined routes mean range is less important. The eActros long haul improves range, but 310 miles is still short of what a diesel semi can deliver. But it's true. They know exactly what their route looks like. They know where the stopping points are. Everything is navved up.
Mm-hmm.
And unlike people who are, or people, what am I talking about? People. Everyday car drivers, where it could be a little more spontaneous. Like, hey, you want to meet down by the bakery? And then you're like, I can't. I got to charge. This is like Will's life. Will's future life.
His future life, yeah.
Yeah, he's like, I got to charge. And then they're like, never mind.
It's still not decided though, right? Your future life?
No.
Okay, good. I thought maybe you knew something I didn't know.
Go ahead, Will.
I was just looking at this garbage truck EV.
Love it.
Amazing. You know how garbage trucks nowadays are so loud?
Wow.
Everything about it, like the brakes, the way that it accelerates, the hydraulics, it's so loud.
It's like a, sounds you like just a garage keep going door. With sound effects.
Who needs a soundboard? Who yeah. needs a soundboard, man? Yeah.
But I would like to hear this truck.
I mean, it's still going to be loud lifting these containers sure, and stuff. Right. But yeah, it'll be a little more quiet for sure.
Yeah,
yeah, it's good stuff, Will. Good stuff.
Cool EVs.
Polestar 2 BST Edition 270 is a performance concept come to life. Is that a racing stripe on a Volvo? Get the hell out of here. I like it.
It's very nice.
Yeah, I like it. Kind of looks like a, yeah, it's like an electric muscle car almost. Some nice big rims. It's a black and white motif, which is my go-to. I love a black and white motif.
What do you think of the stripe?
I mean, if you can pull it off, if it's really that fast, you got to be real fast to have a stripe. Like, your vehicle has to be legit fast to have a stripe. Nice. Polestar 2 EV is getting a limited run high performance edition with a number of cool updates. Polestar 2 BST Edition 270 is, I don't know about the name, is a production version of an experimental performance prototype the company showed at the 2021 Goodwood Festival of Speed. $76,900 USD. How fast are we talking here? Do they tell us? They say it's a performance edition. I don't see any specs on speed so far. Oh, there we go. 476 horsepower, 502 pound-feet of torque, 1-inch lower ride, 21-inch wheels with Pirelli P0 tires. I mean, it sounds fast. These things sound fast. Are they going to say 0 to 60? I don't know. It can't be as fast as these plaid-type things, but it's going to be fast enough for lots of people, I'm sure. And it looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it looks good. I would say it looks better. Okay, this is going to be a controversial statement, but I'll say that I prefer the look of this to the Model S or 3 or whatever.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why? Because it's more defined?
I don't know. I mean, it could just be that the Tesla look is so ubiquitous right now.
Right.
They're everywhere. I was thinking of getting this car.
Okay, let's just get this car. Let's just get this car, Will.
Okay.
Since you're buying so many cars.
It's really nice.
By the way, did you notice CNET has a huge redesign on their website?
Yeah.
I haven't seen this yet. Enormous redesign. Yeah. I think it's just something to do like this is, it's just a little bit different. A little bit. I don't know from an aerodynamics perspective. It looks futuristic. And it's a new flavor for me. I'm not saying I would buy it. It's a new flavor. If you had the same performance as the Model S, or if this had a Tesla badge on it, people would go crazy. But the fact that it's a Volvo and a Polestar, they're just like, whatever. And it's not as fast, which is a problem, obviously, for a performance vehicle. Hmm. But just looking at the lines on it, the shape of it, it's pretty unique. It kind of looks like the Audi, the e-tron.
Yes.
I would say, but I don't mind the look of that thing either.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Are you getting that one?
No, because you got to understand here that it's so similar to the Taycan. It would be way too much crossover because it's the same company.
But you've never owned an Audi before. It's a different flavor.
Interface? Yeah. I hear you. No, there's some things I think are cool about. No. But no, I mean, you can't. Everybody knows in that family of cars, Porsche is at the top. Everyone knows that. There's some Audi fans get pissed right now. And be like, what are you talking about?
The screen.
What are you talking about? Yeah. You know, whatever you like. Whatever you want to poke your screen with, right, Mo?
Jack's an Audi fan, right?
Oh, yeah, he's got an Audi. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's going to punch you.
First of all, Kirk is in the boiler room now, and then I'm saying what I'm saying. No, I'm just saying compared to the Taycan. Like, I mean, that's a high bar. That's a high bar. Did you see the difference of those two cars? What happened when the Plaid came in here? What did every single one of you say? Not a single person said they would take the Plaid over the Taycan.
No. Kirk did.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't recall.
For what reason?
I don't recall. I don't remember what his reasoning was.
We're both sitting right there, and you can compare. And when you can really get in there, and it's not a YouTube video,
yeah,
and you just really get in there and mm-hmm. touch and feel and smell and know, it's just a bit different.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bit, and that's up to you. Like, it's not, it's not
something cool about the Taycan.
Something about it.
You sitting there, you're like, I'm in charge.
Something about it.
Yeah.
Something about it. It's up to everybody. It's up to everybody. Let me tell you something. The Plaid is right over there. And it's up to, you know, you do your thing.
Okay.
I just feel that people have, at this point, more exposure to the Tesla experience than they do to the Taycan experience. So it's like, I feel some sense of responsibility to put that out there and to let people know,
mm-hmm.
because it is an unusual circumstance where you have the two sitting side by side on any given day, and you can really have that perspective instead of like, I own this one and now I own that one. They're both sitting. I mean, we should do a comparison, Mo.
We really should.
Like, Mo, we just put them both right there.
Yeah.
We pull them in.
Mm-hmm.
Hear me out.
I'm with you.
And we just break it down.
Parked head to head.
We break it down, and maybe everybody chats. Maybe everybody talks.
Okay.
You know? Maybe we do an interview with Will over here.
Right.
A future talk about his struggles.
Let's do a drag race.
We'll do a drag race while we're at it. No, I mean, the Plaid will win the drag race. No doubt. Okay. There's no need for it. Not by a lot.
I just want to drive it.
Oh, no problem. Yeah, no problem. Ford is going to 100% online fixed price sales for EVs.
Oh.
CEO Jim Farley says direct delivery, zero negotiation, and fully online transactions are necessary for the brand's EV business. Just like Tesla.
Yeah. And what happens to dealerships?
You're saying they're pissed?
No, I'm saying
they are.
Yeah, they are pissed. But yeah, like, what's their value?
Well, they're going to say, well, you can still sell the gas cars. But yeah, no, I mean, you're phasing out. They're showrooms. They become showrooms.
Okay.
I mean, you still might want to see the thing. Did you go look at a physical Bronco when you were interested?
Yes.
And it's kind of nice to actually look at it, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I think some people are still going to want to do that. I don't know how the business model will work.
Mm-hmm.
How does the dealer get cut in? Fixed price, less room for negotiation.
Mm-hmm.
You still end up ordering it online. You're probably going to have fewer showrooms, aren't you?
Yeah.
Dealer's going to be pissed. They might have to go more into the used market.
Oh, interesting.
You can't. It's harder to do the used market online.
Yeah.
Because then you've really got to inspect it.
Yes, you do. You got to drive it.
You make sure everything is sorted out.
On the up and up.
Ford brand will transition to exclusively online fixed price delivered to your door sales for EVs. We've got to go to non-negotiated price. We've got to go 100% online. There's no inventory at dealerships. It goes directly to the customer in 100% remote pickup and delivery, he said during Bernstein's annual strategic decisions conference. It's got to be tough to come out as a CEO and say things like this because...
Big move.
Well, you're going to get some heat coming back at you. Like, this dealer network is strong and large. They're going to hear some news like that. They're going to feel like Mo just did. What happens to me? Right?
No, I was just curious about the dealerships.
I know, and I'm saying you're right.
Mm-hmm.
What happens to me?
Right.
So you come out and say that as a CEO of the company, you're going to take some heat back. But if you believe that it's the necessary step, you come out and you say it.
Right, yeah.
Talk to your investors. You say, this is the way we got to go.
But it's only for EVs, right?
No, I know, but the brand is going to go almost exclusively EV eventually.
Isn't it pure EV by 2030?
You know what they say, Will? They say the writing is on the wall.
Oh, yeah. No kidding. I get it.
I mean, they say it. I don't ever say it, but they do.
Yeah. I wonder if dealerships are just going to close down.
Oh, they're cashing in right now.
No, but that's the thing about it.
Since it could be saturated in some states, right?
But the thing about it is, how long before these companies, when it comes to EVs, are capable of catching up to the actual demand? Like, you've been waiting 17 years for the Bronco, 22 for the Tesla. Hmm. I ordered a Cybertruck when I was 14 years old.
Yes.
So it's the dealer occupies a space now where they kind of can broker deals for people who want things. It's really weird right now.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not to say that it's not providing a service. It is. Somebody wants something, they can sort it out for you, but they have no inventory.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's spoken for way in advance, and it actually kind of, their jobs are strange right now.
Mm-hmm.
So if you could shift it around in such a fashion where they could manage these showrooms and just facilitate orders online, but you could still physically see the thing, talk to experts, etc., it could be cool.
Okay.
It could be cool, but the... Never mind, as everyone is ordering custom now, mm-hmm. and you probably, I don't know if you went to one of those showrooms that has the Bronco-specific section.
I couldn't even see any Broncos. There was only one Bronco,
And
the dude picked it up when I was there. There was no show floor Broncos.
Okay, so what they wanted to do before it got crazy in Bronco land and it became the hottest car ever... They were going to do dedicated Bronco showrooms, and we talked about it on the show. It would be the whole motif. You can find pictures of it, and you would pick all the various elements that you would want. You could see all the trim levels and texture. You could touch the texture of the seat type that you were going to get. Look at these things. Mo, take a look. I mean, it looks like a store just for Broncos.
Look
like a Starbucks over here.
It does look like a Starbucks.
I feel like I'm about to get a coffee and a cookie over here.
It looks like a milestone as well.
Yeah. I mean,
Montana's.
But imagine a guy like Will walking into a place like that.
Yeah, it's where he belongs.
And he's going to order up his Bronco. Isn't that an exciting idea to watch him do that?
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. They can serve a purpose. They're going to have to shift a little bit. Maybe you do have to serve me a coffee and a tea.
Mm-hmm. But then how much can they upcharge? You know what I mean?
Maybe you have to do that. Well, the service will still going to be there. Maybe they might up it because it's all about the experience now.
Yeah.
Than just to cut a deal.
Yeah, you're right. It's about the experience of the brand. And think about it. Cars are unusual with the negotiations compared to other things you buy. Like, imagine you go into the Apple store to negotiate. You get arrested. Yeah. The security comes, takes you out right away.
Right, you get arrested. Yeah.
You're like, let me speak to your manager.
Uh-huh.
I want 15% off this iPhone right here. They're like, what? Like, let me talk to the sales manager. Let me talk to the leasing department. They're like, yeah, you're in the wrong place, dude. But no, there was something fun about negotiating.
Oh, like haggling a price
on car. Yeah, something fun about it. It would be sad to see that completely be gone. It'll still exist in the used car market.
Used cars,
it will still exist. But eventually, yeah, probably everything goes online. You get fancy showrooms. You have fewer of them. Consolidation of dealers. Mm-hmm. It's going to be interesting to see. You still have service,
right?
A lot of them tend to lean into service. What about accessories and things like this? Sure. We're talking about that new project we're going to do. Mm-hmm. Look at the accessory market. It's underserviced. I want something. I can't go see those items.
Yeah, you're right.
Pick up, just pivot.
Mm-hmm.
Do me a favor and pivot. Not you. He just pivoted. Go ahead, Will.
You want to take a break?
Okay, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back. Sponsored by Masterworks, a complete platform for investing in art. Now, Mo, you're an investor, but you didn't realize that you can actually invest in some of the most high-profile, high-value art.
Hmm. How?
That's right. I said high-value art.
Isn't art, like, really expensive, though?
Yeah, look at this. 2019 auction sales. Look at how many digits. 128 million dollars? Good Lord. You can see how some of these things appreciate. You know, right now we're in a time, Mo, where people are starting to realize a lot about scarcity,
mm-hmm.
right? The type of things people are learning about, the type of trends that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
What do you mean there's only one of those?
Right.
What do you mean there won't be another made? In an environment where everything's mass produced, mm-hmm. you start to have this appreciation for things that are scarce. Well, let me tell you what's scarce. Some of this stuff right here.
Oh, for sure.
Let me show you a little painting that's worth $110 million at the top left over there. Let me show that to you. Now, you can't invest in that on your own. You can't walk out. Well, maybe a guy like you. I don't know.
Oh, come on.
Maybe a guy like you with a portfolio like yours.
He's joking.
It's a possibility. But what you can do through Masterworks is you can actually catch a piece, sir. And you know what's kind of cool about it as well is you can, even if you're just interested in art, sometimes it's surprising to see how these things appreciate, which ones are worth the most, why, etc. So it's all listed in this sort of price database over here. So it's very cool. It's called Masterworks. Go check it out for yourself.
Contemporary art pieces outpaced the S&P 500 total return by 164% from 1995 to 2021. Getting started with Masterworks is super easy. You visit the website, create an account, browse the artwork, and you can diversify your portfolio with one of the most stable assets around. You can get priority access by clicking the link in the description, so go check it out. Head to masterworks.art/lulater to get started. That's masterworks.art/lulater.
We're also sponsored by Pulseway. Pulseway is a real-time remote monitoring and management software application that allows you to solve technical issues on the go. You can send commands from any mobile device, and the software is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. The Pulseway app gives you remote desktop functionality so you can see logged in users, get access to real-time status, system resources, monitor network performance, manage Windows updates, and more. Pulseway is currently offering a free 14-day trial with no credit card info required. Plus, you can get up to 20% off when you sign up with the link in the description.
And we're back.
What you got next for me, Will?
Oh, right. The stories.
The story. My story. Well, I'm just watching my stories. Amazon's launching an invite-based ordering option, starting with the PS5 and Xbox Series X. Are those things still in limited supply?
Yes.
Get the hell.
It's opening up, though.
Get the hell out of here. PlayStation 5, man. You remember when that stuff was too hot to handle and too cold to hold?
You're rapping again.
I apologize for that. My sincerest apologies for that. Invite-based ordering option. So you would submit your name. You would it's wait in line.
Like, yeah, get in line.
It's an internet, it's an online lineup, which is fine. I have been in physical real-world lineups for gaming and gadgets in the past. Amazon is launching a new invite-based ordering experience for high-demand, low-supply products. The company told TechCrunch that the purpose of the new option is to help prevent inventory shortages and price gouging caused by robot traffic for high-demand items with limited quantities. Amazon says its goal is to ensure that genuine customers are able to purchase these sorts of products. The new program is launching in the United States, starting with PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series X game consoles sold and fulfilled by Amazon. Here's a quote. We work hard every day to provide customers with low prices, vast selection, and fast delivery. This includes developing a shopping experience where customers can purchase the items they're interested in without having to worry about bad actors buying and reselling them at a much higher price, which happens on Amazon, by the way. Mm-hmm. Go get yourself a GPU while you're at it, although those prices coming down too, if anybody cares. You care. Will cares. Mm-hmm. Mo, sorry, cares. This is good because you got the resellers on there. You got the people who have been waiting in line. And sometimes these companies, online retailers, they would come up with promos to make more money, raffles, like all kinds of weird ways to where you could get something. And then, of course, the bots would buy up everything that became available. Mm-hmm. So there was no way for the average person to do it in such, to have the same advantages or any advantage or any potential. So now you put your name in line, and I'm sure there's always funny business.
Of course, going to find a way.
But you have a slightly better chance now to be to get to the front of the line at some point. Mm-hmm. They're starting right now with game consoles. I would think you could add GPUs to the list. I'm trying to think of other things that would be so limited that you would wait in line for them. Nothing coming to mind immediately outside of those things.
Maybe game launches? No.
They don't sell out. But anyway, it could extend into other product categories. Mm-hmm. Chipotle lovers can now buy burritos with Bitcoin, Ether, and more. Chipotle is using Flexa, a payment system that allows retailers to accept 98 digital currencies. I'll try this out. We should do this video.
But have you noticed a lot of companies are doing this right now? Gucci recently and Starbucks as well.
But I don't you feel like the Chipotle one is a cool title?
It is. It is.
Using like that, buying Chipotle with crypto.
Yeah, buying my lunch with
crypto.
That
seems to be the most normal thing to do with crypto.
Buy Chipotle?
Yeah. You're not going to get Gucci all the time.
Yeah, exactly.
I see what you're
Starbucks
saying.
Starbucks not bad, but Starbucks.
Sorry, I think the Starbucks was not. They're not accepting cryptocurrency. They just got involved in the NFT space. So.
Oh.
No, no. This one, I like this video because it also Chipotle is just inherently it's kind of fun. Like you're ordering, like there's many ways to have it.
Who doesn't like Chipotle?
There's many ways to configure your thing, and then you go in there with your crypto. There's probably so many fees and stuff going on. Customers at Chipotle will now be able to pay for the burritos with cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ether, and Dogecoin, in a move that could help crypto become more mainstream, according to trade publication Restaurant Business. But there's just one important caveat. Chipotle will accept the crypto through a payment system called Flexa, which is far from the decentralized technology that crypto supporters have promised for over a decade. Flexa announced the arrangement with Chipotle in a blog post Wednesday, and one Twitter user in Florida even posted a video yesterday showing how the process works. Okay, we can do something similar. I guess... Do I have to move crypto into some kind of Flexa account?
Probably. Oh, that's Let's very see. Loud.
Very loud. Well, he's just tapping a QR at Chipotle. Hooray, I paid with crypto. That's a crypto
burrito.
They got
to train all these people.
That's a crypto burrito. No, for them, it scans like a card, probably.
Like a credit card, yeah,
or like their own app or whatever it might be. Crypto cool. burrito. What do you like on your crypto burrito, guys?
This is kind of cool.
Oh, you like it? So how does it work? Okay, Twitter users reported they failed to get Flexa's apps to work at the Chipotle on Wednesday, with one person in New York saying no one at the restaurant knew how to let them pay in that way. Another user helpfully suggested that cashiers need to select gift card in the payment options menu before customers can pay using the Flexa system. So it's being received like a gift card. Mm. They're still... getting the kinks worked out, obviously, but theoretically, it shouldn't be too difficult as long as Flex is taking all the risk by accepting the crypto and guaranteeing real money. So is Flexa doing the transaction in real time? I presume their business is a little bit of both. Fiat currency, crypto, and then doing their exchanges at favorable moments, but they're an intermediary, they're a broker. Yeah. They're a credit card.
Right.
But kind of.
Would the Bitcoin so volatile doesn't... Isn't this risky?
Well, I would assume that they're doing some sort of lock, some sort of trade. Like they're hedging.
Right. Okay.
So sometimes they're going to make a little bit. Sometimes they're going to lose a little bit.
Okay. So it is risky, but if they play it right, they can find a way to be profitable.
I would think so. I mean, think about when you used to travel and then on your credit card, you would have a currency exchange fee.
Yeah.
Same idea.
Okay. I get it.
There's going to be fees. To hedge. I don't know if there's something going on.
Mm-hmm.
Coffee company been spying on customers with his app, according to the Canadian government.
Tim?
What you do to me, Tim?
Do you guys use this app?
I actually don't use it all the time.
I don't use it. For some reason, I use the Starbucks one, but I don't use it. They asked me to use it, but yeah. I never did.
It's actually a really bad app.
Okay.
It's not good.
My dad loves this app, though.
Ugh.
My dad, he was driving my kids once, and my kids afterwards, they were like, you wouldn't believe him. He was in the drive through for half an hour trying to get this app to work and whatever deal he
Your
made.
Kid's
I think
roasting
he,
grandpa.
I think he had a deal or something he was trying to get. You know what is yes. there deals?
Terrible.
And what happens?
It's just the deal. Like you click on the deal, but then you have to get the items like from scratch, and you don't even know like what's eligible or not. It's not like McDonald's where you kind of click on the deal and then you get to choose like a process of like picking out the burger
that is
or whatever.
Brutal.
So you have to find the actual item. And some items don't even qualify.
Right. So the deal is like two coffees, two donuts, and a bottle of water. And you got to go add them individually. Yes.
And then you don't see the discount until the very end.
That's
brutal.
Not good.
Yeah.
I think they kind of like...
And now they're spying on us.
Right.
Yeah, what's this? How are they spying on us?
You can't spy on your customers just because it fits in your marketing strategy. I presume they're looking at your buying habits. I presume they're creating a profile. Canadian regulators on Wednesday found that Tim Hortons, a popular fast food chain owned by the same multinational company as Burger King, changed its mobile app in 2019 to track and collect sensitive location data on its customers. An investigation led by Canada's Privacy Commissioner found that, indeed, with the help of a U.S.-based company called Radar, Tim Hortons was able to collect data on customers' locations as often as every few minutes. Ooh, you're near a Tim Hortons. Let me send you a quick notification about our deal today because you probably need a coffee. Regulators found the collection described as continual and vast ultimately served no legitimate purpose and was not proportional to the benefits Tim Hortons may have hoped to gain from better targeting promotion of its coffee and other products. Tim Hortons has clearly, this is their quote, crossed the line by amassing a huge amount of data, highly sensitive information about its customers, following people's movements every few minutes of every day was clearly an inappropriate form of surveillance. Yeah.
This is nutty.
Well, no, I mean, Mo, are you surprised? Are you surprised? Are you actually surprised?
Well, I'm happy I don't have the app.
But are you not at a point where you presume...
Where everything is just...
Well, what do you think they want you to download the app for? So they can send you notifications. So they can know more about your habits.
Well, no, that's not data. How I perceived it. I perceived it as like... remember like a while ago they came out with the card. You can collect points on the card.
A loyalty card?
Essentially.
Yeah.
So that's how I thought the app was, just an electronic version of that.
Yeah, but how do you think those work? They're restored.
Oh, they don't check my wallet when I'm just driving by.
Of course they do.
How?
So there was a story about a girl whose dad got really upset with her because she got an advertisement. I don't know, she was like 13, 14 years old. Okay. And she got an advertisement, or maybe she's a little older. But she got an advertisement in the mailbox for birth control on her name. And he was like, what the hell is this? She's like, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. It was actually Target or Kmart that she had a points program. And they had been tracking all the purchases associated with that particular points account. And had recognized that those habits were very, I don't know, maybe it wasn't birth control, it might have been pregnancy tests. Uh-huh, I can't remember. Uh-huh. Were very similar to somebody who should be advertised that thing. This was long before Instagram was tracking everything about you.
Right.
What do you think a points program really is? What kind of purse do you really get? I mean, I'm just talking right mm-hmm. now. Like, I don't remember I don't remember all the details. Mm-hmm. But they do all kinds of stuff with this when it comes to advertising, even long before they would do based on your postal code, based on this, based on that.
Right.
You shop in this group of stores. When you have the conglomerate who owns that chain and that chain. They go, oh, he shops across over there. Mm-hmm. Send him that. I mean, maybe it's not to the same extent of pinging you every couple of minutes, but the more they know about you, the easier it is for them to sell to you.
Of course.
That goes for everything. Whether you're talking about Google, Apple, you name it. No matter how many times they say the word privacy. The government investigation into the company began in 2020 after journalists at Financial Post claimed that Tim Hortons app had recorded his GPS coordinates over 2,700 times in 5 months. The tracking occurred even when the app was not in use. Yeah. Oh, listen. Like, that's one of those circumstances where, you know how you have a company like Apple that claims to have such a focus on privacy? Mm-hmm. How do they let an app in the App Store that does that? That's the other question. And who's really responsible for this? Now, obviously, you can have some kind of commissioner in Ottawa, in the case of Canada, but that's going to take forever for them
to figure
it out. It's like, how should that permission even be available mm-hmm. with the app closed to ping that many times? I mean, outside of like a navigation app, like should a coffee shop be able to integrate in that fashion?
To be so intrusive. No, I agree with you. And then obviously you can get this app on the Apple Store. That's what you're saying here?
I'm sure you can, right? The Tim Hortons app? I'm sure it's everywhere, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Phone makers have taken recent strides to stop unscrupulous app developers from farming location data. In April 2021, Apple introduced an update that gave users the option of preventing apps from tracking their locations. So, I guess you could have taken away location services the whole time, but now they're prompting you and reminding you to do that. So, Jada Pinkett Smith has addressed Oscar slap for the first time. Hopes Will and Chris can heal. Talk this out. This is Red Table Talk, I'm sure, that we're talking about here. That took a while. I guess there was
did
healing, behind the scenes healing going on. Mm-hmm. She opened the latest episode of Red Table Talk by saying, "My deepest hope is that these two intelligent, capable men have an opportunity to heal, talk this out, and reconcile." Jada only had one more remark about the incident, which was that she believes both her husband and Chris are needed now more than ever. What?
As entertainers. Because it's a negative world, apparently.
Right. Well,
you know.
What?
No, none of this is.
It doesn't make sense.
Of course not.
It's such a quick video. I don't want to play it.
No, you don't have to play it. I mean, I get it.
Yeah.
I'm in trouble. This is the I'm in trouble.
What is this like glow, this like fogginess in the room?
Like it's all out of focus.
Is this a filter or something?
I don't know.
There's a, yeah. Well,
it seems to be focused on her.
Don't say forehead. It, Will. Don't say it.
No, I'm not really talking. I mean, I'm not talking so much about it. It looks like she's cut out. Like it looks like a, like one of those green cheap screen? Snapchat filters. As opposed to actual real life bokeh.
Yeah.
Agreed?
Agreed.
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 Agreed or agree to disagree?
No, agreed.
But I don't understand. Like, how do you, are they, why do they have to hash it out? Like, that's what's weird to me. The, Chris Rock doesn't have to do anything. He just go live
absolutely
his,
not.
Go live his life.
Yeah.
She makes it sound like he, I mean.
I think Chris Rock should go make fun of them.
In his defense, he hasn't. He didn't really, like, he didn't press charges or anything.
Nope.
He just moved on with his life.
Mm-hmm.
And he may have talked about it in his comedy show a little bit.
No, not the first night, but he did say that he was going to, that he's working on a...
He could.
Of course.
Find a way to do it like that, but he has no, he does not have to...
Hash it out or heal.
Do anything, really. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That no. If he doesn't want to. I mean, once it turned to violence, you don't, you can't reason with violence.
No.
Right, if some when somebody is hitting you,
yeah,
and you say, "Oh, hash it out."
Right.
Okay. Well, sometimes maybe you're wrestling with your brother or something, but
that's different.
A guy walks up on stage in front of the whole world and slaps you.
That's the point of no return.
Like, it for a lot of people, I think it is.
Yeah,
I think it is. I mean, it's up to him. It's up to them. It's definitely up to Chris Rock, whatever he wants to do with it. But you can't act like it's up to them.
Isn't it bizarre though that she's saying this?
Yes.
Like, that to me is the most...
She's like, you do this now.
Yeah. So. Anyways.
Well, she got to say something on the Red Table Talk, and everybody...
Now all the episodes are about alopecia.
Right.
So.
Yeah. Well, listen. It's, we went right from the slap to Johnny Depp and everything else, so...
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the world, I don't know if the world needs Hollywood more than ever right now. Maybe the opposite. I don't know. Maybe the world needs to put down their phone and go outside. I don't know. I'm just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unless you're watching Lou later, in which case you can take us with you.
Yeah.
Right.
Because those are things that we do as well. Chinese scientists may have found a vampire secret, allowing old mice to live longer using young blood. Creepy, Will.
Whoa.
Author says previous studies detail rejuvenation process, but not the essential mechanisms that explain how young blood triggers a response in aged cells. Chinese Academy of Sciences team is latest in decades-old journey to find key to rejuvenation, with entrepreneurs joining in the pursuit of longevity. I don't like where this goes, Will.
Gene hacking?
I don't like where this goes. No, I was thinking more along the lines, like, what do they mean by young blood? How are they getting the young blood into the old mice?
Hopefully... Donators, right?
They're talking about young
mice donators?
No, no, I mean like if they take it to human trials or something.
Yeah, but right. What do you mean donated? Why are you going to go give your young blood for an old person?
I don't know.
Maybe everybody has to do it. And get old
not
blood.
See, yeah. Get creepy with it because you know damn well how that works. Who's in control? Who's in the power?
Mm-hmm.
The powers that be. It's cool anyway. Chinese scientists have developed...
Sorry, I got a... Oh. Find an article that...
No, because we have the account for South...
Independent?
No, for South... The South original China. One you had. South China.
Oh, I wasn't
why
aren't logged
you,
in.
Why aren't you logged in, man? I pay those people.
Well, I found it.
Well, I'm trying to promote them. I paid them. Yeah. A group of Chinese researchers has discovered a vampire technique involving taking young blood and injecting it into older mice to make them live longer. A new study led by researchers from the Chinese Academy of Sciences found that exposure to old blood could accelerate the aging of various organs and cell types in young mice, and that injecting young blood into old mice could rejuvenate their adult stem cells and surrounding somatic cells. They further identified that hematopoietic stem and progenitor cells, the stem cells that give rise to other blood and immune cells, are among the cells most sensitive to young blood. Most of the previous relevant studies have only demonstrated the rejuvenation phenomena and have not revealed enough about the essential mechanisms. The study aimed to find scientific evidence and answer the question of how young blood triggered a response in the aged cells. Published in a peer-reviewed journal, Cell Stem Cell, last Tuesday. I mean, implications enormous here. Obviously, this is very a sensitive idea.
Yeah.
I mean, you can just imagine farms and I mean, it's all sci-fi terrifying stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
There's only one way I know of to get young blood, unless you can somehow grow young-ish blood in a lab that isn't affiliated with an actual living thing. But
so you wouldn't do this.
Well, what am I? Am I the young one or the old one in this case? I mean, I know I'm the old. I assume I'm the old one. Obviously, the old ones would do it. They'd be like, "Yes, I'm young." But why are the young ones doing it without some kind of force? What are they doing?
I would imagine it'd be like maybe like a.
What if they got
grandchild?
Paid?
You know.
No, but what if you got paid?
Yeah, well, like but even that gets creepy, stuff. Right? Because like then it's rich poor scenario. Who are the donors?
But would it be nice?
You don't care about that? You're like, well, Mo's like, I work harder than that. Go ahead. No, I'm just saying. I don't know, because then what happens when you're old? Then you have an entire subset of people living and dying faster because they're getting leached.
Oh, okay, yeah, that's not acceptable.
I don't
know.
But
what if it was done?
Yeah, you're right.
Like
I didn't think too far. I was like, just give me the money and give me the blood.
You give me the money, I give you the blood. Give me the money, I give you the blood. Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure they could find a way. They will find a way. If it actually works, they're going to find a way. But you know there's all types of conspiracies about this stuff. You're getting close to 4chan over here. Mm-hmm. No, Will is not you. I'm not blaming you. Will's getting close to 4chan over here, which is fine. Every so often, I mean, like life is the internet is vast.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just wondering, like, if they can find like a use case for this that is acceptable.
Oh, he's got the thing going. I can't handle it.
Hey, come here.
It is a lot.
He's just looking at me. Hey.
No, somebody in the chat says, you don't die faster if you get your blood drawn, Lou. Okay, it's not what I meant. I understand. I got my blood drawn many times. I'm just talking about that people will push it too far. Mm-hmm. People are going to push it too far. Sure. What if one person has superior blood type or attributes, right. And then they're like, we need more from...
Yeah.
I don't know. Listen, I don't know. Plus, then you got farm. Like the official version of it, which is... It's like everything else. You got the official version, which is
regulated. And
it's on a... Well, like in an office building on a mm-hmm. clean floor. And then you got people trying to replicate it on a street
black
level.
Market.
Oh, God damn. And you got the global population involved? Come on. And it's very... It's like the organ trade.
Right.
Yeah. Any body part, body fluid for sale. You know, we got to be on the lookout for that type of stuff.
Okay.
Will, you maniac, bring that thing to me. No, it's good. It's interesting.
Oh, this is a turn.
Air-conditioned luxury lawnmower of the 1950s. Let's go. Let's, man, in the 50s.
Air-conditioning lawnmower.
Let's go. How comfy she is. She's mowing the lawn.
Oh, man.
It's not bad.
The guy gets he's lounging and she's driving in. Man, they had some ideas, didn't they?
Are those high heels or sandals?
I don't know, but whatever it is, she's looking very stylish inside the lawnmower. The most stylish lawnmower outfit of all time.
I'm not with you guys on this one. This is so silly.
What do you mean it's silly? Everything is silly.
What if it's like a big launch?
All technology is silly at its initial phase, right? At its initial.
But then what's its final phase?
No, it never made it.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, it never made it. Probably you had the crash with the fuel crisis, and they're like,
right.
Imagine cooling your lawnmower while you're outside and the blades are spinning and you can't even hear it or whatever else. But also, like, what would be the cost of something like that? It would have to be cost prohibitive. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And how often are you mowing the lawn and everything else? But it's like, I'm sure it was like a concept.
Do you guys find that your lawnmower breaks down pretty often? Or is this just me?
You have like a typical gas lawnmower?
Yeah, yeah. With the whole jug.
Yeah. Are you priming it?
I mean,
prime it.
He's not priming it.
I live in Canada, so I worry about it once a year.
Right.
Right? Just figure out spring if it's working, yeah. I'm good for the summer.
Okay. You don't sound like you're taking good care of it, Paul.
I guess not, but I'm saying that if I had this thing, there's like four different things can break, and then it's
well, this thing,
useless.
You got to park it. Like, how big is your garage?
Yeah, that's a car right there.
Yeah. It's cool. It's almost like the Jetsons or something. It's like mm-hmm. when an unbridled imagination of just who cares about all these questions? Stop being so practical.
We'll figure it out later.
It was the same thing they were doing with car design. Those things look like spaceships.
Yeah.
It made no sense from a drag coefficient perspective. Everyone's driving space boats around, drinking milkshakes until they have a cardiac arrest.
Right.
It was all like some kind of joyous obliviousness.
Right.
It's like, woohoo!
It's the future.
Yeah. Anybody seen the Jetsons yet? Yeah. So I'm just saying that's the part of it that gets me going. But obviously, this could never fly. Mm-hmm. We're used to radiation being invisible. With a Geiger counter, it gets turned into audible clicks. What you see below, though, is radiation's effects made visible in a cloud chamber. In the center hangs a chunk of radioactive uranium spitting out alpha and beta particles. Whoa.
Yeah. This is interesting to me because the Geiger counter is what you hear with that really, that sound is just really specific.
Mm.
That and then to actually see it.
Go ahead, Will.
And be able to, I guess, measure it, like it kind of makes sense. It's kind of like exploding.
Yeah.
The particles are...
It's amazingly symmetrical. Like, it's firing in all directions simultaneously.
Uh-huh.
This radiation from this uranium. So, if you were to think about an exposure, mm-hmm. right, and then trying to figure out the radius of that exposure.
Yeah.
Like, this is a visualization of such... I mean, it's a tiny version of it.
And just bringing the Geiger counter closer is just like... more ticks, I guess.
That's right.
How volatile it is.
Stabbed with helium nucleus in case of alpha radiation, electrons positions in case of beta radiation, photons higher in frequency and energy than visible light in case of gamma radiation. Alpha is stopped by upper layers of your skin, but not the case if you ingest it. Beta is stopped by an aluminum sheet, and gamma is stopped by something like a meter of water. Thick layer of lead or concrete. When I worked with radioactive trackers, we were using beta sources to dilute the high concentration source. We shielded ourselves behind a stack of lead ingots. Still, as it was not a real wall, the Geiger counter made a beautiful noise 3 meters away from the source.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared of... This is scary, Will.
And you can't see it.
Nuclear exposure. Yeah. Yes.
Scary stuff. You might like this one.
Is that a $50,000 suspension in action?
Yeah, correct.
Mm, lovely. Oh, that's so cool. It's amazing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I know. The truck itself barely moving. It reminds me of that bird that has the suspension in the neck. Have you ever seen that before?
Like a hummingbird?
No. It's a type, chickens maybe an owl too. or a falcon or something. I can't remember, but it's insanely stable. and adjusting for bumps. And this is the human engineering equivalent of it.
You could sleep in there.
The pace at which this truck is going over uneven terrain is just amazing. This is one of those Baja. Oh, wow. This is one of those Baja situations.
Yeah.
Trophy truck.
Wow, this is incredible.
That's fun.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't got to worry about potholes in that one.
No.
You don't feel these
or
things.
Or feeling them, yeah.
You don't feel these things. Would you? You wouldn't even feel if you ran over somebody.
No.
No, you probably feel that.
50 grand.
That's mostly sand that's going on over there, but
that's true.
That's a cool truck, no doubt. Visualizing the narrowness of human history by using the USA as a measuring stick? The narrowness.
So this is a really long visualization.
Mm-hmm.
But it spans across the US, and it starts with, like, you know, how the Earth was created, the date, and it goes through all this, like, a lot of these states. Mm-hmm. And it gets to, I believe it's...
Looks like New York.
New York, yeah. And it gets to the, like, right at the edge of Manhattan's dock, like one dock.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, it's just an amazing, like, visualization on when, like, the humans actually come into, like, power, I guess. When they're born, and then when they, like, the present time. So it's really...
I see. So in this case, the United States is actually just a ruler. It doesn't matter that the shape is the United States.
But in perspective, it's like just scaled up.
Yeah, like the part of humanity that we deem or imagine as being significant is the, like, just the very last few minutes.
Yeah.
Few seconds on the scale of this whole thing.
Right.
Wow. Right here. Bang, 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 bang. Yeah. Right at the very
printing
end. Yeah.
And then everything else.
And that's it.
Yeah. Some pretty...
Or the apple.
Amazing pace there lately.
Oh, that's a nice little tidbit. So our lifespan is the size of the apple on this timeline.
Pretty much.
Hmm.
Spanning all of the U.S.
That is a really interesting visualization. The way that they've... Like, there's... When you think of a visualization or data, but creatively, like how to enhance comprehension.
Right.
Through comparison.
You have to, like, think abstractly so that it's delivered clearly.
Kind of. Yeah. That you can actually, because it's so vast and
really
difficult
is.
To comprehend.
Yeah.
So you need this visual representation. I wonder why it cut to that part of New York and not, like, straight into it. That's curious. Oh, because it's actually accurate from a latitude, like,
distance,
standpoint.
Yeah.
They stayed on that one complete very straight line across. Yeah. Oh, whoa. Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well done.
Yeah.
That's a great visualization you made, Will.
Okay, good. I'm glad. last one.
Last one. I didn't watch this yet. These are the outtakes. Bo Burnham's outtakes from Inside.
Yeah.
And they were posted like 2 days ago?
Yeah, it was trending number one on YouTube.
Yeah. I saw a lot of people tweeting about it. I just haven't had a chance to watch it yet. So apparently this footage has been sitting around, never made it into Inside, obviously.
Mm-hmm. There's some new songs.
Then he had a chance to edit together and create something for his YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm.
You can see you have almost 250,000 likes. People are into it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the outtakes. And are any of the outtakes better than the intakes?
I haven't gotten through this thing yet. But he did a few more Jeff Bezos songs, which I think are very funny.
More than one Jeff Bezos.
Well, there's like three in the Inside.
That, right.
Yeah, so yeah, there's
it's
more.
It's a theme.
I think there's some cool portions in here where you see him kind of... not screw up, but like set up things. And it's kind of cool. Like you get like a BTS vibe from it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm halfway through. It's, man, his songs are so catchy.
Yeah, I know.
Right. So is it? Oh, go ahead.
Well, the way that he kind of matches sound with his tone and the content in what he says is completely different than right, the vibe yeah. of the song is just
right.
a juxtaposition.
So
he, or is this outtakes, like different takes of the stuff that made it into the film, or is it just, is it totally different stuff?
Well, some of it isn't. Like, as you saw, some of it was like, yeah, this is that welcome to the internet.
Right.
Now, Will, I haven't made it this far. Have you made it this far?
No, no, no.
This might just be like different verses, but I'm guessing, typically yeah. it's right, actually yeah. new songs.
Okay, gotcha. Mm-hmm. I'll check it out.
YouTube kid.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll check it out. No doubt about it. Thank you to Blind Optimist. Appreciate it. Appreciate everybody who joined here today. Thank you for all the super chats. Thank you for all the messages. Thank you to Will. Thank you to Mo. What a time to be alive, 2022. What is today, Will?
The 2nd.
Is it Thursday?
It is Thursday.
Wait, the 6th.
It's Thursday.
Oh, wait, no, it's the 2nd. It's the 2nd.
What just happened?
It's, okay, I gotta say, man, like the dates with the metric and imperial, I gotta stop the song for this.
Whoa!
What the hell is going on?
No, 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 this is a real take right here.
So in Windows, it has, you know, the date first, the month. No, the actual day, and then month, and then
year.
The year. But in metric, it's flipped.
How does it go?
It's the day first, and then month.
What do you mean? That's the same
it's
as...
It's always day, I mean, day, month, year.
No, no, the imperial system. Isn't it like the month first?
Yeah, somebody does it weird. I just don't know who.
Yeah. What do you guys prefer? Like, I always get day, confused with that.
Day, month, especially, year. It seems linear to me. Like, I understand what day it is, then I understand what month it is, and
isn't
I know
the
what year
system,
it
then?
I don't know which system it is, but that's how I write my dates. And that's how I like my dates. I like how we stopped the music for this.
You stopped a song for that.
We were so close.
You stopped a song for that. You maniac. Well, that's just, the one that got you?
That's the one that always gets
after me. All these years.
Yeah.
That's the one that defeated you.
And well, we always had the argument of imperial
version. No, I mean, not an argument, Will. We just talk.
Will, if it's
never an
passionate
argument.
About it.
Never an argument.
So, yeah, okay.
Oh, in the U.S., it's month, day, and year. Glad yeah. we got that settled.
Well, the music is back. And the reason I was asking about the day is because I thought...
I forgot.
Like, I don't know if we're going to have a show tomorrow, essentially.
Okay. Oh, right.
Right? Because right. depending what we have to shoot and how long I'm here for. So this might be it until next week. But maybe not. Maybe you'll see us tomorrow. Maybe it could be a shortened version or something like that. We'll have to wait and see. Thank you for all your support. And go check out the Discord that Will's been working on. Mm-hmm. Join up and enhance and continue to grow and evolve the community. That's you guys. All right. See you later.